Good day. I'm Andrew James Sawyers with GIS Media News for Monday, October 8. Coming up, strategic review of Petrojam underway. New residential facility opens at Spanish Town Infirmary and compassionate care program launched at Falmouth Hospital. The news in detail after the break.
Last call! The Accountant General wishes to remind all pensioners currently paid by cheque to submit their banking information to the Accountant General's Department to facilitate the deposit of their pension by October 9, 2018. No payment will be done by cheque for the month of October. For further information or clarification, contact the Accountant General's Department at 876-922-83207 or special line 876-832-1069 or WhatsApp 876-818-6583. The Accountant General's Department. Service with excellence. Touching the life of every Jamaican.
Now the news. The commissioned review into the operations of the state-owned oil refinery Petrojam has started. Prime Minister Andrew Holness made the announcement at the recent launch of the Autogas Liquefied Petroleum Gas Initiative by GB Energy Texaco Jamaica. Anthony Morgan has more in this report.
Prime Minister Holness says the work of the Petrojam Commission has been progressing as full operations resume at the oil refinery. The 10-member commission began its work in September.
I am pleased to report that Petrojam is now up and running fully and supplying the needs of the market. I also want to report that the commission that I have empaneled to review the future of Petrojam has started and is working.
The committee, chaired by Christopher Zaka, also includes Ike Johnson, Joseph Matalon, Paul Hu, Dennis Cohen, Nicholas Scott, Norman Davis, Peter Moses, Helene Davis-White, and Carleen O'Connor. In the meantime, Prime Minister Holness says the government is in the process of mapping out the future of Petrojam in a diversified energy market, noting that the entity is likely to be impacted with the rapid changes and innovations happening in the energy sector. Reporting for GIS News, I'm Anthony Morgan.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness has reaffirmed his administration's commitment to diversifying the country's energy mix as part of the growth agenda. He says diversifying the island's fuel mix will allow the government and the Jamaican people to have more options for their economic progress. Highlighting the growing competition for combustion engine vehicles, Mr. Holness says the government is working to provide a platform where all innovations can contend and allow the market to determine an industry leader.
The government of Jamaica is also examining how we can support electric vehicles coming into the island, in as much as we are supporting the innovation of LPG, in as much as we are supporting the innovation of using LNG to provide our electricity.
Mr. Holness was speaking at the launch of Autogas GB Energy. Under the initiative, GB Energy Texaco has started to supply the local market with liquefied petroleum gas, LPG. A new residential facility has been opened on the grounds of the Spanish Town Infirmary to house residents being transferred from the Spanish Town Hospital. The new building, constructed to house 40 persons, was erected at a cost of $12 million under a partnership between the St. Catherine Municipal Corporation and the National Health Fund, NHF. Minister of Local Government Desmond McKenzie says construction will begin on two similar residential wards next month.
Our next stop is Westmoreland, where we're going to be providing the funds, working with the Ministry of Health to construct a similar facility starting in the month of November. Clarendon is also on the card as we move right across the country to free up the bed space in public hospitals.
The minister was speaking at the official opening ceremony of the new facility on Friday. And Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton officially launched the Compassionate Care Program at the Falmouth Public General Hospital in Trelawney. The hospital joins the Cornwall Regional Hospital in St. James, Black River Hospital in St. Elizabeth, and the Victoria Jubilee Hospital in Kingston, where the program has also been implemented. Speaking at the launch on Friday, Dr. Tufton implored healthcare workers not to take patients for granted, but to make them feel comfortable when they visit.
And so when you meet that disagreeable client or patient, we have to be sufficiently trained and experienced to understand that their perspective is one where they may be depressed or so worried about their condition that our job is to calm them down, not to meet fire with fire.
The compassionate care program involves recruiting and training hospital staff to render additional support in administering care to patients and improving the aesthetics of waiting areas. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.